ओम शांति। सो लास्ट नाइट मोस्ट ऑफ अस डिडंट एक्सपेक्ट बाबा टू कम। आई थॉट एट लीस्ट वी विल गेट बाबाज मैसेज, बट फॉर्चुनेटली बाप दादा केम। Do you think it was our love and our invocation and yoga tapasya, or was it Baba's love? How many think it was our efforts? And how many think it was Baba's love? So there are more for Baba's love. It's both, no? Because when we love and invoke Baba, naturally, Baba listens to our voice of heart. So we all appreciate Baba's love for us. And now, all of you could hear the Baba's versions clearly? Huh? How many thought that they heard clearly? Raise your hand. Few. So what I will do is, before taking class on the Avyakta Revised course Murli, I'll read out, because we got in writing, whatever Baba spoke to us, whatever Nirvair Bhai spoke, whatever Dadi Janki spoke. Did you clearly hear Dadi Janki's thing? How many think you heard clearly? You don't need to listen. Okay, so we'll revise. Huh? First we'll revise that, then we'll revise the first revision Murli. The first Murli that was video was videoed was 20 March 2012. So the message that Baba gave, or Baba's versions, were, do you know your three forms? The form of the self, future form, and the form of the Sangam Yuga, which is a very great form. Can you bring all the three forms in a second in front of you? Always. No, Baba yesterday was, even in the revision course, was saying, keep the word always. Bap Dada is looking at the praise of Brahman's present form. Each and every Brahman's praises are great, because throughout the Kalpa, you are very fortunate. And this time, especially the time of Sangam Yuga, is most fortunate. So all of you are experiencing that fortunate form of Sangam Yuga. Va Sangam Yuga, va. This is the time of receiving blessings. Is it okay? Bap Dada is saying that each child is very happy to see the future form. Okay, that's very good. So the hand, Baba, in between then Dadi Janki, talked to Baba. Dadi gave thanks to Parlavasis as well as Bap Dada and Gulzar Dadi. And said, whatever happened in Rama was good. Everybody met Baba with great happiness. We didn't miss anything because Baba and we children are always sitting together. Baba, everybody took drishti from Baba. Always on Avyakt meeting, Dadi Gulzar and Dadi Janki used to come together. I was missing that today. Dadi is in Parla and she helped us to meet Bab Dada today. All were very, very happy. This is the knowledge of drama which makes us very peaceful. All were happy, isn't it? Everybody got the feeling of Baba, the feeling and bhavana. The Hindi is bhashna and bhavana. Whatever feeling we wanted to receive from Baba's meeting, we didn't miss this feeling. We are Baba's children. Baba has set us, you know where he has set us. Baba has given us shakas in the subtle region. So we are all receiving shakas from Bap Dada. Baba has so much love for us children. Then in Parla, Nirvar Bhai gave the bouquet of flowers to Bap Dada and Bap Dada kept his hand on Nirvar Bhai's head. Then Baba was showing the fruit, no? And he said, realize that this fruit is, we are receiving this fruit in our mouth. Somebody asked me, was it Baba or Dadi who was giving fruit? It was Bap Dada who was showing fruit and saying, feel as if you are receiving. Bap Dada has love for each and every child. It's not that Baba who loves only those who are first number brothers and sisters, but Baba loves everyone. Whoever loves Baba, whoever has their heart with Baba, Baba is with them. And they are in Baba's heart. Then Nirvar Bhai gave Yad Pyar to Bap Dada, that Bap Dada, today is the special day of meeting you, or we all Bharatvasis and foreigners, we are sitting in front of you. Bap Dada is always fulfilling the desire of our heart, and you have come in front of us to meet us directly. So we are giving lots and lots of greetings on behalf of everybody. Greetings, greetings. Bap Dada has come, and that's why each and every Brahman's faith is becoming pakka. Bap Dada will be always with us and meet us through this his chariot. and we will be filling our bags with the jewels of knowledge and dharana, and we will receive the crown of world sovereign for the future. And Bap Dada will give us the crown himself. And then Yogini Ben thanked Baba. So this was the Murli, short Murli. But because it was short and sweet, at least those who have never met Baba personally in this kalpa, first timers, I think they must really very thrilled. And I got even feedback from some old Brahmas. One sister was crying. She says, how much love Baba has that he came to meet us. So that was direct Murli. Now we will see the revised course Murli. So the revised course Murli, Baba was talking about contentment, the power of contentment. So as you know, contentment is a best virtue, and it is the result of acquiring all virtues and becoming wiseless. Because unless I have become what I want to become, I won't be content. So Bap Dada was saying that you should be showing this power of contentment through your face and activities. And your aim is to become like Brahma Father. So those who are content, they have achieved everything. And because they have attained everything, they love themselves, they are loved by everybody, and the whole family loves them. So contented souls have received all the powers, all attainments. Because we have to have all attainments from Baba, no? Because he's ocean of knowledge, ocean of love, ocean of peace. So all these we have to attain. Baba's all qualities we have to attain, all powers we have to attain. And we have to feel Baba's protection, liberation, so we should be liberated here. Whilst in this body, we should be liberated. And those who are contented soul, because they have got all the powers, they will never be defeated by Maya. Maya will be defeated by them. So if anybody is defeated by Maya, it means some powers are missing in us. And Maya will try to shake everybody. But in such an environment, they will feel Maya. Baba sometimes says it's paper tiger, but last night Baba was saying it's a game, it's like a cartoon, game of cartoon. And last night Baba emphasized a lot that you should be constantly happy, constantly content. And you should never say, Baba, sometimes I'm unhappy, sometimes this problem is there, that's why I'm discontent. No. you should renounce this word sometimes from your dictionary. We should be constantly in that powerful, contented stage. And why it becomes like sometimes? I said sometimes you are talking because you get affected by Maya. But more you have love for Baba, and more you are loved by Baba, you will be completely detached from Maya. Love for Baba will help you to be detached from Maya, because Maya will bring chaos anytime. We have to be ever ready. Baba has been talking for a long time. Be ever ready. There will be chaotic situation in the end, but if we have all the powers, naturally we will not be affected. And if you keep this word constantly in your mind, then, or your stage is constant, you are always cheerful, happy, content, then you will get always, you will be having the world sovereignty all the time. So the sign of Baba's love, love for Baba is, we will have love for Baba's each teaching. And if we have love for Baba and Baba's teaching, whatever direction Baba gives, we will immediately follow them. So Baba was talking a lot about love for Baba. So those who have love for Baba, they will always follow Father. Just as Brahma Father also followed Shiv Baba. Those who have deep love for Baba, they will surrender everything to Baba. And Bap Dada's hope is that each and every child becomes victorious jewel. Each and every child becomes Bap Saman. And who will have that deep love for Baba? Baba says, if you have any negative thoughts or waste thoughts, if you are remembering somebody's weakness and say, oh, this person is like, and this is doing like that, and he should not be doing like that. If you have such feeling or such points in your mind, then you cannot have Baba in your heart. Because two things cannot be together. Father and this thing, that thing. But we should always have good wishes and pure feelings for everybody. Because present stage of each and every Brahman will not be what we expect. Usually what happens, that we expect everybody should be like me, everybody should be perfect. I may not be perfect, but I will expect everybody to be perfect. So naturally, when we have expectation, and those expectations are not fulfilled, then what will happen? We will think about their weaknesses and vices and what they are doing wrong. And that's why Baba says, always have good wishes and pure feelings for everyone. And those who are content means they will be always cheerful. And those who are cheerful will spread that vibration of happiness in the atmosphere. And that also Baba says, remain always happy. Share happiness with everybody. And again he was saying, follow Brahma Father. I think at least 2-3 times he mentioned, follow Brahma Father. And for Maharashtra, Baba was saying, Maharashtra, Maha means great. So you are great. Your lumber is also large. Now, Baba's hopes are each and every center is obstacle-free. And that has been Baba's desire for long, long time. That every center should be obstacle-free, every Brahman should be obstacle-free, every zone should be obstacle-free. So, we had to be obstacle-free. We had to have harmony and accuracy. So these are Baba's hopes, that we are having harmony and accuracy. So at the moment, Baba said, everybody is looking at you and have such respect. Because Brahma Kumaris have achieved so much, no? So much purity, staying in the household and still maintaining purity and yoga and whatever sannyasis didn't do, we are able to do it in a practical life. So Baba says, in future, they will see you as a living deities because of your greatness. So, what we have to now see is we are obstacle-free and always content. That were the two main things that Baba was emphasizing yesterday. So, obstacles will come, no doubt, in our life. It is Kali Yuga. There can be financial situation, because as we know, day by day the economy of the world is fluctuating, and these wars are costing a lot to many countries, not only those countries who are fighting, but those countries who are helping, because most of the countries are also helping to provide arms and aeroplanes and all this atomic power and everything to other countries. So naturally, they are also losing their money. And somehow or other they continue to help other countries whilst their economy is fluctuating. So now what we need to do is financial problem, because so many businesses are becoming bankrupt and so many are losing job and so many companies are closing down and even airlines closing down and some banks also closing down. So financial situation will be there. That will create obstacle. Now in India, because it's this untimely rain, the farmers are very distraught because all the crops are destroyed and they have got so much debt. So every day we listen that there are so many farmers committing suicide because they can't tolerate this situation and debt is increasing. So natural calamities, weather changes like that, somewhere there are floods and earthquakes and volcanoes and all sorts of natural calamities. Then, because today also, in this warm weather, we had hailstorm. So this is the situation nowadays, unpredictable weather, accidents, day by day number of accidents increasing, and many times because of no fault of yours, you are subject to injury or sometimes even death. Because somebody is drink driving and having accident with your car or motorbike or even sometimes pedestrians, they are knocked down and die on the spot. Health problem increasing because at the moment we are not hearing many deaths. But otherwise, swine flu in India, we used to hear every day so many people died in Rajasthan, Gujarat and here and there and all. But because of financial situation and greed and people don't want to work hard to earn money, what they are doing is looting people, killing people, bank robbery, the golden chain people just snatch when we are pedestrians are even walking and somebody comes on the bike and snatches the chain from the neck and runs away. So people have been doing all sorts of things to create trouble for others. So financial problem, health problem, relationship problem, increasing day by day. Husband, wife, parents, children. And in India, because of dowry, many daughter-in-laws suffer a lot. So we see problems increasing. And even amongst Brahmins, there can be difference of opinion, disharmony, conflicts, etc. And sometimes the limited outlook of teachers, my student, my center, my area, etc., there is so much disharmony and disunity amongst centers. So we find that all these situations are creating a lot of trouble and obstacles. And there to be obstacle free, naturally what we need to do is yoga power. Because to be content also, jewel of contentment or having that power of contentment, we need yoga power. Because yoga power will help us to receive all virtues and powers. And that will help us to be obstacle free and content. Now, for yoga, This year, as you know, everywhere the theme of the retreat is Easy Raj Yoga, easiness of Raj Yoga or Easy Raj Yoga. So main thing now we have to see that we are very powerful yogis. Because once we are such powerful yogis, an easy yogi, and we know that what maryadas we had to follow in order to be powerful yogi or easy yogi, Amratvela should be easy. And to have easy Amratvela, naturally we have to pay full attention throughout the day on meditation, our soul consciousness. Because soul consciousness is the basis of meditation. So if we are soul conscious all the time, or bodyless, naturally, when we sit for yoga, the yoga will be very powerful. Secondly, we have to see that we go to sleep early, early to bed, early to rise. Latest, we have to go to sleep by 10:30. Because if we go to sleep 10:30, we can easily get up at 3:30, between 3:30 and 4, and we can have powerful Amratvela. And the value, main thing is we have to have the value for Srimat. Because if we realize that it is very essential to follow all Srimat, then naturally Srimat will help us to have good yoga. Because food, we have to pay attention that we are eating sattvic food in remembrance of Baba. We have to see that we don't allow negative thoughts, waste thoughts, impure thoughts. We have to see that we are having good company. Because company will color our mind. So having good company means not to waste our time in gossiping on social matters, movies, sports, etc. Because not only people watch all these things, movies and sports and everything, but at the same time they think about it. Then they talk about it. So much time is wasted in that. So we have to see that we have company of spiritual people. Read, if we want to read anything spiritual, or Baba's Murlis, Gyan Points, Gyani articles, etc. So that we are able to maintain our routine as Baba suggests. So company, food, celibacy or complete purity, because these are main things that are very essential to have powerful yoga and receiving blessings from others. Because nowadays Baba is, even in Sakar Murli, what Baba emphasized was, give happiness to others. Don't give sorrow to anybody. Because of any of our impure sanskar, negativity, or the words we speak, because that is also Baba has been emphasizing in Sakar Murli last few days, speak sweetly, speak softly, give happiness to others, and be essenceful, royal behavior, etc. So we have to see that we are receiving blessings from others, accumulating the treasures of blessings from others by giving them happiness. That will also help us to have our stage powerful. So, Amritvela, Karma Yogi stage throughout the day, and before going to sleep, we had to note down our chart and see what I have done throughout the day. I am keeping my mind busy, churning in gyan and meditating or doing service, or have I wasted my time in eating, sleeping, gossiping, whatever Baba says not to do. If I am doing any of these things, naturally I'll be wasting my time. So we have to really pay attention to that we are not wasting our time in such unnecessary, useless things. Then naturally, if we are paying attention, then naturally our yoga will be good, and that yoga power will help us to overcome whatever obstacles come. It's a job of obstacles and maya to come. And it is my job to destroy maya and destroy obstacles. Baba says it's not, you can't expect that obstacles will not come. Health problem will come. Because it's a Kali Yugi iron aged body, and five elements are all iron aged, tamopradhan. So health may deteriorate. But in that situation, do I maintain positivity? Do I remain relaxed? Do I take that time off to meditate? Because, you know, sometimes when we are sick, we say we have so many waste thoughts. Oh, I wish I hadn't been here to eat this thing or been in this environment. I got sick because of this thing, that thing, etc. Or having waste thought, what am I going to do now? I haven't got this or that or that or that or that or whatever it is. So the thing is, we waste a lot of time in all such negative things. So I have to see I don't waste my time, my thoughts, my energy, my imperishable treasures that I am receiving. Then only I receive more powers. Otherwise, whatever I am receiving from powerful Amritvela, I can easily lose it in negative and waste thoughts. Because our nature is such, you know, old sanskar, old nature of criticizing, commenting, etc., correcting other people. So all these sanskars can create wastage. And so what we need to do is see that we are not wasting of our own time and energy and accumulating lots of powers from Baba, so that I am content with myself. Because first and foremost, I have to be content with myself. If I am content with myself, everybody will be happy with me, content with me. And naturally, Baba also will be content with me. So that's where we have to see that this is the time to accumulate all the powers. This is the time to attain all things that Baba is happily sharing with us. Because Baba is very happy to share all these things with us. It's my duty to spare time in Baba's remembrance and follow Baba's Srimad. Because Baba's Srimad, our Maryadas, are really very important. And if we value that and follow that, then naturally we will be able to be what we want to be. Because we should not forget even our aim and object to be like Baba, Bab Saman. Because that's what yesterday's Murli was again and again emphasizing. Become Bab Saman. Follow Father. And develop that deep love for Baba. Because more we realize what Baba is giving us, then naturally we will be having deeper love. And to have love for Baba means become detached from body, bodily relations, possessions, old world. So more we have detachment, disinterest, then naturally our tapasya will be very, very powerful, and that can help us to be content and obstacle-free. Om Shanti. So I would like few people to come and share their experience of last night, especially the first timers, no? Because I had few first timers with tears, coming with tears, like, oh, I come for the first time and Baba hasn't come. There was one sister who came last year in the first meeting and Baba didn't come. And this time she came for the last meeting and Baba didn't come. So she was full of sorrow. So this microphone is here in front of you. Few people can come and share their experience. Have courage and come in front. Introduce yourself, name, country, how long India?
My name is Girish. I am from Dubai. I came in, like I am regular student since 6 months. I got Gyan in 2007. It was for 2 days, but I did not understand this concept and I went back. But again I got the Gyan in 2012. At that time I understood things. Then I thought I will follow this. But again, due to Maya, I went back. Then 2013 I shifted to Pune. So again, for few days, I followed Murli and all. But again Maya came, again I went back. Then when I got in Dubai, I got a job in Dubai. At that time, before going, I have made sankalp that this time I will not leave Baba. And I made that sankalp, and when I went to Dubai, I started Amrut Vela. I did Murli and I tried to follow everything. There was food problem for me, but at the center I told Didi that I have facing this problem. But before that I started my own thing. I started making sprouts, I ate only fruits. But that I have lost a lot of weight. I was 72, then I lost almost 12 kgs in 1.5 months. All Maya was gone, like whatever I have taken that, it was gone. I got a lot of cooperation, a lot of help from Sangathan, from the family. And that time I was so touched. That why I left Baba in 2007, why I did not got that, why I didn't accepted those things. But as drama goes, I have to see all those things. That's why I could get closer to Baba very fast. After experiencing all those things, I could get closer to Baba. Yesterday, day before yesterday, when I got the news that Baba is not, some brother told me that, did you heard the news that Baba is not coming? So I was a little, after so many years, I am now with Baba and Baba is not coming. So I was down. But very next moment, the other brother came. Sorry, the same brother came and told me, you are not going to Shantivan to meet Baba. I will watch in Pandav Bhavan only, the live telecast. But Bali, you should come and experience that. That gave me like, why I'm here? I should go there. And when I went, at that point of time, I experienced that Baba is loving me. I experienced that and tears were flowing. It happened twice. And what we call it, like rongte khade ho jate hain.
Goose pimples.
Yes. It happened twice and I have never felt that in the past. And for there is one more brother with me. He used to tell me that whenever there is a problem, whenever you have thoughts or bad thoughts, negative thoughts, do seva. Go for seva. Once you get into seva completely, your thoughts will vanish. It will become zero and just do everything in remembrance of Baba. And I am really thankful that I have got this love and this everything I have got. Now I know what to do in my life. And that's all. Om Shanti. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, Baba.
Anybody else? Anybody else wants to share? Have courage, come, first timers. Even many timers also, if they had some special experience, they should come and share.
Om Shanti, my name is Shukla Roy and I am from Scotland, Edinburgh. I was supposed to come with Sister Louisa in Baba's last meeting. And she told me...
You mean March meeting? Last meeting, March meeting?
March meeting, yeah. And I was so excited to come and I was afraid to come on my own. And Sister Louisa told me, because... Baba has love for you and the service you are doing for the center, and because of you, normally I don't go in this weather, and I will take you to India. And I was prepared myself, and suddenly I heard the news, and she said, because of who has a gyan for 35 years, there's a special invitation to come. And then I decided, full stop, I'm not going on my own, and I'm first time, especially coming to India on my own. I was so scared. And one of the Muruli class, after all brothers and sisters, they encouraged me to come, and they said, don't worry, Baba is with you, Baba will help you, just go for it, you'll enjoy it, you like doing service, there's a kitchen in there, that you can go here and there, you can prepare vegetables, you can help Baba Jagya. So basically all brothers and sisters encouraged me to come. And when I heard the first news, Baba is not coming, I had tears. I was crying. And then I said, Baba said in Muruli, whatever happened is drama, has to be happened, is fixed in the drama. So I was cooled down, and all other sisters said, no, we are not going to Shantivan, we are watching from in Pandav Bhavan. And I said, okay, I will go with you. Then I'm saying thank you to Brother Eddie. He's also from Global House in London. He came and knocked to my door and he said, Sister, I am going. Are you coming? I said, Fire. And says, Shantivan. and say, I am going because whatever happen will happen. I like to go because I am here for. So, yes, and I say, okay, I'm ready, I'm just coming. So, thank you, brothers. I went and I thoroughly enjoyed it. And I felt like Baba is touching my heart. And this was my determination. Never mind, I am coming to see you, Baba, again. So, and the Gyan I did Baba's knowledge in 2009 from my sisters in my family. We had the four sisters in Baba's Gyan, and my brother and my sister-in-law, everybody. And I did experiment 2 months to be a pure vegetarian. And then I decided, no, I can't do it. I can't maintain it because of working situations. We have shared the microwave and this and that. I said, this is not a Indian pure vegetarian means that separate kitchen and all the kitchen stuff and this Indian pure vegetarian means. And I said, no, I can't maintain this. So I start non-vegetarian again, and my sister-in-law said, go to the center, listen to the Murali, and your mind will automatic change. And absolutely right is my mind automatic pulls toward Baba. Even when I have a free time, I let my neighborhood hear the Baba's knowledge, Murali poem and songs, and they say to me, the songs, the meaning of the songs is touching our hearts, look like tears down. So yes, I'm very glad I have seen Baba. Thank you very much.
One more person to come and share. We've got 5 minutes. Shakti.
Om Shanti, everyone. My name is Shakti. I'm from Australia, and I've been in Gyan for almost 30 years. And I just wanted to say that last night's meeting was an absolute treasure. It was so beautiful. And I just feel so grateful that, you know, everybody behind the scenes made so much effort for us to be able to see Nawarebhai, see Bap Dada come, and Baba coming was a very big surprise. And, I mean, I've watched a lot of Murlis in 30 years. I've been to Mudaban many times. I've had personal meetings with Baba. But the one thing that I really want to share is how much, you know, Baba can surprise you every single time. If you pick up a Murli, Baba will speak to you personally. And another treasure that we really, really have is in our libraries, we have almost every Murli that's ever been recorded. It's amazing. So you can always come and sit in front of it and sit in front of Baba and have that personal meeting. Because at every point in time, Baba will say one thing or two things or three things for you. Not for anybody else, just for you. So you will learn that you are doing things good in this way, and you will learn that you have to improve in this way. You know, you get everything. But one thing I wanted to say about last night, because it was such a big surprise, him coming, and, you know, Daddy Gulzar, Baba said, you know, she has been playing that Avyakta role now for more than 40 years, isn't it? More than 40 years. 40. Which is longer than Brahma Baba.
44 something.
Yeah, 44 years. But the thing that I found amazing was that last night she started off, or Baba started off saying, do you realize that you are the deities? And do you realize that you are this? And do you realize that you are that? And I had this massive, it just hit me massively. Yeah, do I realize that? Do I really realize that? Or am I just living my Brahman life? Okay, 4 a.m. Amrit Vela. Okay, 6 a.m. it's class. You know, it's like Baba came in a storm, and in one paragraph, he said more in one paragraph than he can almost say in an hour. so it was, I found last night to be so, so powerful. And I think that, you know, everything is changing, the drama is changing, but everything is also perfect, isn't it? So, you know, I just feel that we can take these incredible jewels and work with them in our lives very, very powerfully. And do we really realize that we are the deities and that we become 16 celestial degrees complete? It's a beautiful thing. We are so lucky. No one else in the world has got what we have. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.